You know what I think's really sad? I know how really sad you are. I'm probably gonna leave real soon. Just wanted to let you know before I say au revoir. Au revoir. You probably don't even know what that means. Au revoir. Au revoir. You probably don't even know what that means. She says that it's French. I know what it means. You don't have to be so mean. If you want to leave, why don't you go? Right before she walks away, I'm pretty sure I hear her say, adios, adios. She says that it's French, know what it means. Just thought I should let you know before I say au revoir.
Hey, as promised, I'm back. We just listened to Au Revoir, Au Revoir. Sorry, parentheses, adios, by the Front Bottoms. And my name's Noah. If you were not here for the last hour, and you are listening to 9.5 FM Dimfa Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, that was not really smooth. But again, I was the last hour. If you just got here in the last minute, I was subbed for Hyperreality, and now it's my show. The show I like to call Foxtrot. Every other Thursday at 1 a.m., I play whatever I think is good and or interesting. And yeah, that Front Bottom song. It's just kind of a funny tune. I don't really... Like, it's just silly. But it's silly in a good way. And it's just, like, pure Front Bottoms. Which I know is a turnoff for a lot of people. But for me, I'm chill with it. Like, Front Bottom, they kind of hit sometimes. And I think this is one of those times. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. At 1 a.m. on a radio show. So I had another fun hour of music after that last hour. This hour is arguably just as fun. Some could even argue more. I'm not going to tell them they're wrong or that they're right, but it'll be a level of fun for sure that I think we can all look forward to. So I'm not going to delay that anymore. Like, that would be rude of me to do so. So, yeah, here's some more music. Okay. Wowza. We just listened to Darkness 2021 Remaster by Sweet Trip. Just before that was Feeling Yourself Disintegrate by The Flaming Lips. And right before that was September by Chestnut Bakery. All three of these songs I feel like I would classify as ethereal. They're all kind of long. I really let those play. I really let those run, you could say. September by Chestnut Bakery. I believe Chestnut Bakery is a Chinese band, I think. I only really know this song. Yeah, like Spotify recommended it to me. Shout out to Spotify. They were like right in this one moment. Guitar is crazy in that song. It's just the end is, it's absurdly good. Like I'm not even trying to be funny. It just has no right to be as good as it is. It's phenomenal. I was listening to that while I was walking back from like class one day, and there was a sunset happening, and I was like, this is actually the greatest song ever written. And in that moment it was. In that moment it was, and I truly in my heart of hearts believe that. Feeling Yourself Disintegrate by the Flaming Lips also has no right just to be as good as it is. I really can't explain what is so good about that song other than the fact that it is so good. Good appears to be my word for the night. You all will love it. And then Sweet Trip, Darkness. It is so good. It is so good. The guitar in that song, all three of these, the instrumentals are crazy. But I think especially for this song by Sweet Trip. I found this song over the summer. Same with that Flaming Lips song, which is a little embarrassing. I feel like it's like a famous Flaming Lips song, but whatever. I found that Sweet Trip song this summer, and it rules. Just the... It's good. You heard it. I don't need to sing it for you. It's awesome. Yeah, I hope you really like that really nuanced commentary. Luckily, I got even more music to play that I will surely commentate on in an even more complex and esoteric way that you never heard before, besides me calling it good. Okay, well, don't want to build up any more suspense. Here's that music to play, and sorry, just hiccups. here's some more music. I got nothing else.
Now, Thank you. that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She's not an unforgiving girl.
She's not an unforgiving girl.
She's not an unforgiving girl. I like that one.
I was horrible on that one.
Fuck you.
Okay, whoa, okay, we just listened to Unforgiving Girl, parentheses, She's Not In, by Carsey Tedrest. Right before that was, I apologize if I butchered this pronunciation, Backbeat Nikate by Fishmans. And right before that was Less Young But As Dumb by Dougie Pool. That Dougie Pool song, I don't know who Dougie Pool is, I just know that song by him. It's got, it sounds like there's a theremin in there. Which is sick. Like, I've... Life Goal of Mine is still in the theremin, I think. I think it's such a cool instrument. But it's got good twang. The song, I mean. Not the theremin. But the... Okay. The theremin can be used for good twang. But not always. But this song, it's used for twang. And it's twangtastic, dare I say. Is that wrong for me to say? Maybe. But I'm gonna say it. It's twangtastic. I don't know. Cool little country song. I rock with it. I rock with it. The South Carolina in me rocks with it. That Fishman song, Fishmans, you gotta love Fishmans, you gotta love Japanese psychedelic rock, like cult classic band. I'm not like the first to talk about Fishmans and be annoying about it, but they rule. That song is so good. I listened to it a ton this summer. I listened to a ton of that album, the album that I can't pronounce the name of, but I listened to it, I don't know, that song is amazing. The instrument, you cannot help but just be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard, and you're like, I'm just not in my head the entire time because it's sick. The instrumentals are sick, the vocals are sick, everything about it is sick. Shout out to Fishmans, dare I say. Is it so wrong for me to shout out Fishmans? Yeah, I don't know. Great song. Excuse me, jeez. And then finally that Carsey Tedrest song, Unforgiving Girl, parentheses, She's Not In. That's from Teens of Denial. I was thinking about it, like, this past week. It's so crazy that Carsey Tedrest dropped, like, objectively one of the best rock albums of the 2010s. Every time I don't listen to that album for, like, a while and I come back to it, I'm, like, blown away how good it is. It's, I've said this in the past. Every song on that album is a triumph. The whole album is a triumph. It's incredible that it is that good. Like, if you have not listened to this album in a while, go back to it, and I promise you, you will be surprised by how good it is. It is, like, shockingly good. And I say that as someone who, like, identifies as a Carsey Tedrest fan, but, like, you listen to this album, and you're like, oh, my, this is so much better than what I thought it is. And this song is one reason. This song is so good. Just the ending, it's good. It's a dance, dare I say, as he said. Also, shout out Carsey Tedrest, announced they're releasing a live album today. It's not release date, but they made the announcement today. So I'm glad I assume this means Will Toledo's doing better. I was worried about that guy for a while. Another thing that could cause worry. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. And this has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Use your ladder safely. Is that controversial? I hope not. Okay. I got more music to play. Not a ton, but we got more music. I'm excited. I assume you're excited. So I'm not going to, you know, keep up the pleasantries any longer. Let's play some tunes. Thank you.
The universe designed against my own beliefs. They're toying with me and tapping their feet. The work's laid out, cut out to the seams. It's not that I crave any more company. I'd like to say a few things, clearing your throat.
The Holy Spirit. when it found his face. And my beard did break when it found her face. Confess, I never wanted this marriage. Coming home to wife and kids and failed science experiments. Tear out all the laundry lines. Get the sickness out of me.
Okay, we just listened to Wild Dogs, Divorce, by Jordan Mason. Right before that was Bambi by Claro. That was by Claro. And Skipper by Alex G. Good Alex G song, just off of DSEO. Classic Alex G album, classic Alex G song. It is classically good. Bambi by Claro. I am number one Claro truther. I am especially number one Sling truther. The album that song is on, it's gorgeous. The instrumentals are gorgeous. Claro's voice is gorgeous there. Everything about it is gorgeous. I cannot emphasize how much I love Claro and how much I love that song. Shout out Claro, shout out Bambi, both the song and the deer, and Sling. Shout out Sling. Finally, Wild Dogs Divorce. That song is crazy. The whole album is crazy, actually. The album being Divorce Lawyers, I Shaved My Head. It's like 2009, I think. It's like, it's just gender dysphoria, the album. And like, I mean that like in a loving way. Like that's just like the subject of the album, essentially. It's fantastic. It's just this like lush folk record. It's great. I like recommend. I found it. I discovered it this summer. It's good. It's good. This about does it for me. Thank you for anyone who's been here for the last 2 hours. It's been a blast. I hope you laughed and cried. I know I did, in the best ways possible. I'm gonna sign out with some Galaxy 500, King of Spain. Again, this has been Foxtrot. If you like what you hear, if you like my vibe, gonna be here in 2 weeks, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. Again, listen to Foxtrot, you know, if you want to. Every other Thursday, 1 a.m. it's a movie. You should join. It's great. Okay, well, this is Noah, and you've been listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, here is Galaxy 500 to close us out, and I will see you all at the latest in 2 weeks. Okay, goodbye. Good night.